What's up, everyone? I'm Kira.
And I'm Julia. Welcome or welcome back to a coming-of-age movie.
This week, we're back in the car. We are cruising, and we're going to talk about some rules we have for our future children. Okay, let's preface this by saying it is raining, so I'm sorry for... Oh, Julia's brother's coming to the car. Why is Julia's brother coming to the car? He is...
I think he's going to hit me with a bat.
He's throwing something. Okay.
He's going to hit the
I'm going to talk while he... So, I'm so distracted. I'm so sorry.
Should redo it.
No, I think this is funny. What are you doing?
Where are you going?
We're going out to dinner.
Can I go?
No. Daniel!
Out of the car.
Because
where are you guys going?
Bye.
Nowhere.
Daniel!
What the f***?
Now you gotta cut it. No, I'm keeping this, but I'll edit it.
Bleep me.
Yeah, I will.
Sorry, guys.
Anyway, we are going to dinner, as we usually do when we're cruising.
Oh, yeah. And at this time, we're going to a new place, so I'm excited.
Have you been here before?
Yeah, well, I haven't been here in a couple weeks.
Okay.
I haven't been here since I was with your family a couple months ago.
Oh, right. I've really been... What the...
This came out of nowhere. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God! I don't want to... I'm scared to... Wait.
What the heck?
I feel like we shouldn't cruise with this. Should I just go park in the parking lot?
Yeah, head to the school.
Yeah.
Alright,
we're gonna downpouring, holy moly.
We're gonna postpone for a couple of minutes. We're gonna ramble.
We're gonna park and talk in the parking lot.
Do you wanna ramble till then?
No, I think we can start.
Alright,
so,
sure?
So yeah,
okay.
So there was a TikTok trend about a year ago. It was a while ago, honestly.
Yeah.
Where it was like rules for your future children, like how you would raise them, like, you know, things with like...
Like rules you would have in place and like, when you would let them start doing certain things.
Yeah. And we kind of talked about that trend very briefly in an episode a few weeks ago. And we were like, oh my God, this would be such a good episode. So here we are recording that episode.
We're cruising in the rain. You know how it goes.
Yeah. And Julia's pretty much going to be leading this episode because she has a script and I don't because I'm driving.
Yeah. So we're going to see how well I can do.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know, most kids, I feel like, get their, like, the first thing that their parents, like, give them is, like, a little bit of freedom or, like, rain or whatever is when they get their phones.
Yeah.
You know? I think we all got our phones around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, at the end of fifth grade.
Yeah. I got my phone, the last week of fifth grade, I believe. And it was, like, a big deal because I remember, like, not thinking it was gonna come in time for, like, the last day of school when everyone walked into town together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, town, you know, like, just, like, the local businesses, like the street where there's, you know,
there's a Starbucks. We all wanted to go get Starbucks.
Exactly. And so I was really nervous I wasn't gonna have it by then, but then I got it like 2 days before. And I remember like a lot of kids got them early. Like I got an iPod Touch in second grade because everyone else, like so many people had them and I was like, oh my God, I'm so jealous.
I wanna get texting.
I forgot those stuff in here. Anyway.
I remember I got mine in second grade too, and I remember the first thing I did was like I think I called your, like, house line or something, and I was like, get Kira on the phone! I need her phone number!
Were you had an iPod, or were you had a phone?
iPod.
How did you call with an iPod? You can't call with an iPod.
No, in, like, second grade, like, a house phone. I was, like, calling you, and I was like, yo, I need your phone number.
Oh, with your house phone, I see.
I was like, and we need to text each other right now!
Yeah, it was lovely. Okay, we're not parked. Don't worry, guys. We're just gonna wait it out. There's technically no idling here, but, if someone comes and yells at me, I'm gonna say...
It's after school hours.
I'm gonna say I didn't want to drive in the rain, so we're hanging out for
safety
a little bit.
Safety measures, though.
Yeah.
Obviously, the rain stops right now, too. Like, what is this?
Anyway, so what do you think about your kid getting a phone? When?
I think, okay, so my brother got one when at the beginning of fifth grade, and he was an absolute menace with it. Like, okay, not to expose him, but, like, he was definitely not mature enough to have a phone at the beginning of fifth grade. I feel like, I don't know what it is, but I feel like that extra, like, 8-9 months that it takes you to, like, get through fifth grade is like, really needed.
To mature you.
Yeah, I'd say, like... If your kids are planning on doing things a lot in the summer where they're not gonna, where they
The rain literally stopped, what the heck?
Obviously.
Over it.
Where they, like, don't need or don't want parent supervision a lot, then I say you should get them one, like, before the summer of fifth grade, or maybe even, like, after or during. I feel like that's a really good, like, good time period for them to get the phone.
Yeah, well, okay, so I think it depends on the school district that my children are in.
Like, yeah.
I think it's mostly the same now, where it's, like, you know, elementary school, and then until fifth grade, and then middle school, sixth through eighth, and then high school.
Yeah.
But, so for me, it definitely made sense for me to get it before sixth grade, because I was going to start, like, you know, walking, because I have a younger brother who is in elementary school, so I would have to walk from the middle school to the elementary school every day, and
mm-hmm.
I get lost really easily, especially when I don't know where I'm going.
Wait,
so,
Kira and I actually got lost, we were walking with, you guys know Sophie, we were walking to school one time, we got lost.
Yeah, on, like, the third day of school, and it was...
It was really funny, though.
It was really bad. We were, like, almost late, and it was really scary.
I remember we were, like, crying on the phone to our parents. We were like, we're so sorry.
It was, yeah, so I think definitely by sixth grade, I'm thinking, like, yeah, I honestly, I think when I got it was, like, really good. I guess it also depends on when kids are getting phones at that point, because kids get phones really, actually,
don't get
I forgot.
The new model, though.
I forgot that kids get phones really early now, and so, like, I don't want my kid to feel, like, really left out. Like,
yeah, but I also don't want to, like, let them to think that, like, they can just get anything when they want it.
Yeah, that's true.
Or, like, when other people get it, it means you have it, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like as a parent, I want to be open to, like, conversations, not just, like, set rules, like, this is what is happening and this is what's happening.
If you want something, you have to make a good case for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I like the case, then you can
yeah, go. Exactly, because I don't think, like, I know that I'm not always going to be right, because I don't always know what's happening with everyone. Like, right. I'm going to kind of acknowledge that. So I think, like, I'll talk to other parents and see when they're doing it.
Talk
because
to the friends,
it keeps changing.
Friends.
It keeps getting younger because yes. Everyone has phones now and it's scary and no one has iPod touches. So I'm not getting my kid an iPad because they're not about to be an iPod kid. So
no, they'll be an iPhone kid. That'll be a thing by the time that we're yeah. parents, probably.
And also, like, something that people kind of talk about is, like, whether you should have full access to your kid's phone or not, or, like, what are your thoughts on that?
I think up to, like, eighth grade. I think for at least, like, the first couple years, especially with, like, social media, because I know when I first was starting out on social media, I had absolutely no idea what I was doing.
Exactly.
So I think it's definitely good for parents to monitor it, because there are things that kids, like, say, like, you're posting a meme or something, and you don't know, like, the context of it, and it could be, like, really bad. I think parents definitely need access to the kid's social media, or, like, not necessarily direct access, but just, like, to see what they post and everything.
Yeah.
So I think Snapchat should definitely be held off for a couple years, just because of that.
That one is complicated for me, because my mom, you know, had access to my social media and my phone for a few, she still, like, technically does, like, but, like, I don't think she looks at it much anymore.
I think my parents were logged into my Instagram until last year.
Wow.
Like, they legitimately had a complete access to, like, everything, like, my DMs, my posts, like, they could take down posts if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Like,
so my mom like had that, and it was like kind of annoying to me, like, if she's listening, hello, but like I understand, I definitely do, because as a middle schooler and like you don't know what you're doing,
right?
But also like I wasn't like, as far as I remember, I wasn't like doing anything really bad,
right?
But I just felt kind of like I didn't have privacy, and I think kids, like, you need to teach kids that it's okay to have privacy. Like, okay, I feel like it's a big thing that parents are like, oh, you're my kid, you don't have any privacy. And that's, like, you know, a good parent. Like, it's like, oh, it's, like...
That's too helicopter.
Yeah, but it's, like, it's in a loving, protective way. But also, I feel like you really need to teach kids early that, like, some things can be private, even if it's not, like, something that you want to keep a secret. Even if it's just, it's just, like, oh, the things that I'm saving, like, the posts that I'm saving, even if they're not inappropriate or anything, like, you know, they're just private to me because I won't... I don't know. You know, like, that's where it kind of gets complicated for me, because I really do value, like, privacy. And I think I want my kids to have privacy, but also, like, I want to make sure they're not, like, I think for me, it'll be more, like, it'll be your thing, but I can look whenever I want to, so just, like, don't mess up, because I will be looking at it, like, sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then, like, consequences, I think, like, that's another thing we can probably get into later, but, like, with, like, the phone and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good time now.
Okay, yeah, I think, like, I have a question for you, actually. What do you think about screen time?
Ooh,
because that'll probably be, like, very controlled by the time we're parents, like, with, like, different ways they can do that.
I am not a fan of screen time, like, where it's, like, a set number, like, a set amount of time that you can be on your phone, because I think that there are certain, like, there are times when I'm on my phone, like, for, like, even if, I'll say, like, for school, yeah, but then also, if it's, like, you know, something that I just, like, care about, it could be, like, a hobby of mine that's just, like, for example, I play guitar and ukulele, so, like, I need my phone to look up chords and stuff, and that's, like, not me being addicted to my screen or anything, it's just me needing my phone for it, because everything is on your phone now. And so, I don't think I'm going to have, like, a set, this is how much you can use your phone, whatever, but I'm going to be like, hey, if you have homework and it's not getting done, I can take your phone. Like, I can control when you can use it, kind of, but for the most part, like, as long as you are balancing when you're using it, when you're not, like, I don't really care, you know what I mean? So, yeah, but I do want to make sure my kid's, like, not always staring at a screen, because that's
what about, like, good. I agree with you mostly on that. I think... Because I also, what I've been doing a lot more recently is, like, getting, like, really into, like, news and stuff. So, like, I'll, like, scroll through Twitter, like, I'll going through, like, all, like, the news of everything, reading, like, so many different articles for, like, a solid, like, half hour sometimes if I get into it, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I feel like, what do you think about, like, certain hours of, like, the day where it's just, like, no phones allowed? Because I am absolutely against that.
Yeah, I don't think anything could be a like, concrete rule like that, because every day is different and, like, because, like, for me, for example, like, some days I have no homework and I'm, like, I have nothing that I need to do and I'm, like, gonna watch TV, like, all day and that's fine. But, or, like, some days, like, I'll have an activity at a certain time of day and I'm, like, Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's not always a certain time where I can always not be on my phone, or a certain time of day where I can always be on my phone. So I think it's more just about, like, I think it's more just about being open with, like, the phone, saying, okay, you can use it, but if I think it's too much, I'm gonna take it away. I'm not gonna have, like, a mm-hmm. rule that says, like, this is how much you can use it, or this is when you can use it, because I'm not a machine. I'm a person, so I can, like, look at what you're, like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's not like, oh, here's the coding of how, it's like screen time, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's my opinion. What about you?
Yeah, I think, like, I think that's, like, an absolute no for me. Like, what I would do is, like, my biggest fear, like, right now as, like, a kid or, like, a teenager is that, like, if my mom take my phone for a couple hours, like, something, like, with my friends, like, something might happen, or, like, somebody might reach out to me, and, like, if I don't answer, then, like, something bad will happen. So, like, I want to make sure that I'm, like,
there
for other people. I don't want it for myself in a way. So I feel like, and I've tried to explain that to my parents, but I guess, like, it's just different because, like, they don't, like, grow up with that. But I feel like that's, like, a thing that a lot of kids feel. So I feel like with my kids, it'll kind of be, like, oh, like, I'll have the phone, like, I'll take it, like, at night sometimes. But, like, other than that, like, it's completely, like, up to you. Just, like, you have to, like, manage it yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, moving on to our next topic. We've got chores and allowances.
Okay. I'll start with this one because I never really had an allowance. There were, like, a few weeks probably when I was, like, 8 when I did. Because I, like, saw on TV and I was like, why don't I have an allowance, whatever. So my mom was like, okay, like, you know, here's what we'll do. You'll do these chores and get an allowance. But I also never really had set chores growing up where it's like, oh, every day you need to wash the dishes or whatever. I kind of just did whatever my mom told me to do. And then she would buy me stuff. You know what I mean?
Do you know, I have a really funny story about allowance, actually.
Oh, go ahead.
So when I was a kid, I was a really big bookworm. Like, it was bad. Like, I would, like, my mother installed a camera in my room when I was, like, in fifth grade to make sure that I was sleeping when I wasn't, because I would bring a flashlight to read under the covers. So, like, it was that level of intense. And so what I actually convinced my mother to do was, like, oh, mom, for every chapter I read, I get 5 minutes of TV. It was my idea to tell her to do that. And well, I think that'd be a good thing for my kids. I'm not going to make them do that because I know how painful it is, even though I did that myself. That's just a really funny story.
Wait, what does that have to do with chores?
It's like an allowance kind of thing.
Oh, I guess.
I thought it was a cool story.
Yeah, interesting.
Thank you.
It's kind of sad, but...
Yeah. I think chores, I kind of have the same experience as you did. I would say, like... And maybe I might make certain things for my kids. Like, oh, like, you know, like, once you're old enough, like, take the trash out. Like...
Yeah.
Do this, do that, clean the table, set the table before dinner. And I won't give them an allowance, but I'll just, like, I'll be like, oh, you know what? You did a really good job today. Go watch TV for 20 minutes. Or something like that.
Watch TV for 20 minutes?
Go watch an episode. Go have
Wow.
You know me. I'm such a
go out, have a good time. Go watch it. Go watch TV for half an hour.
20 minutes.
That's
go.
So
have
sad.
Fun.
But, oh, yeah, so I used to be very big on the whole, like, oh, no allowance, but no chores. Like, no set chores. Like, mm-hmm. I thought that was a very good, like, thing.
I think that's good, too.
Yeah. But then, recently, I'm thinking that chores and allowance kind of help you get into that, like,
work mindset.
Yeah. Yes, I was literally going to say those exact words. Because then you have, like, okay, here's what I have to get done, and here's the reward for it. And it's a little bit less, like, loose. Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's very set, and it helps you kind of get into that mindset. And so I think that once you get to, like, middle school, high school... Well, high school, I think you should get a real job. But middle school, I think... I'll probably start being like, yeah, I'll do like actual chores, like not just because like when you're like young, there's not much that you can do.
Right.
So I'll just be like, okay, yeah, like, you know, wash the dishes, or I mean, dishwashers exist, so like I guess empty the dishwasher.
Yeah.
That's a big chore of mine. That's what I always have
me
to do.
Too. I'm switching over to my brother now. It's the best thing ever.
Nice. Yeah. So like I'll be able to like that, and then I'll be like, oh yeah, so like here's money, but like also get a job.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, so going on, how late do you think your kids should stay out on, like, a regular night?
Okay.
Say, like, okay, let's start with, like, Friday nights.
Oh, Friday nights, well, see...
Do we want to put them in, like, high school for this?
Yeah, I think, like, yeah, high school, but not, like, when you're, like, 18 and whatever. Like, you know, 16, 17. Yeah, 16, I think is, like... So, I would say, like, I hate to... I feel like my answer to everything is it depends. And I don't like doing that because it seems really, like, mm-hmm. whatever. But it does depend because if I know where you're going, let's say I'm, like, it's, like, I'm going to Julia's house. My mom doesn't care when I come home.
Right.
As long as I have a safe ride home mm-hmm. because she knows I'm safe. Like, she'll be, like, okay, you're going home at, like, 2 a.m. Just, like, be quiet and, like why are you there
don't
until 2
a.m.?
Yeah. She'll be, like, why don't you just sleep over? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's, like, there's that. But then, like, if I'm, you know, just, like, out with friends who I'm not that close with and we're, like, just, like, in the middle of a random town, like... I'm saying, like, maybe, like...
11:30.
Yeah, I was gonna say 11, like, yeah.
I say, like, leave around 11, be home around 11:30.
Yeah, or, like, a big thing I feel like in high school is, like, oh, drive around with your friends. My mom always kind of says, like... I mean, once again, it depends on who I'm with, but she kind of says, like, 11:30, like,
yeah.
That's when. And I agree with that. What do you think about the whole, like, kind of, like, knowing where your kids are, like, at all times, like...
Like, tracking apps
Like, tracking and also, like, if they're saying, like, I'm going out, like, saying, like, oh, with who, and when will you be back, and who are you with, like, I mean, not, I already said that, but you know what I mean, like...
Yeah, I think there's, like, an extent to which you can do it, like, my brother was, like, trying to go to the mall with some friends today, and my mother was, like, okay, with who, when, like, who, how are you getting there, how are you getting home? I think, like, with certain things, like, that's okay, like, with the mall, I think that's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going out to dinner, I think it's kind of just, like, oh, okay, like, have fun, you know? Like, I think it's good to, like, know who they're going with, but I wouldn't, like, press them for, like, every single little detail unless it's, like, a, not a big event, but, like, something bigger than, like, going out to dinner, you know?
Yeah, I see that. I feel like it's, like, complicated because, like...
I'd always love to... I always do want to know, like, who they're with, though, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I feel like I'd be curious just to be, like...
Like, oh, you're hanging out with them? That's cool.
Yeah, like, or it's, like, oh, look. Even if, like, my friend was, like, oh, I'm going out to dinner, I'd be, like, oh, like, with who? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I feel like... like, let's say they're in school and they're like, oh, I'm, like, going out for, like, an hour after school. Then I'm like, okay. And, like, I won't ask. But then, like, when they get home, maybe I'll be like, oh, like, what'd you do?
How was it?
Yeah, like, yeah. But I don't feel the need to, like, if they're, like, you know, going to, let's say they're in high school. They're, like, you know, old enough to, like, be smart, whatever. And they're like, I'm going to a party. I want to know whose house it is, but I'm not going to be like, who is every person there? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think that's a big thing too. Cause like most likely they won't know who every person there is either.
Yeah. But also like, I feel like in middle school, you start to hang out in like groups and you, and like, that's when it's like, oh, well, who is there? And like, mm-hmm. Like, are you friends with every person? Like, who's that? Who's that? I've never heard of that person. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to not kind of do that. Cause I know that like when it's I was in middle school, I would hang out with people like, I didn't really know like that well. And
I'm not going to quiz them and ask what their home address is of that person either.
Yeah, exactly. So, anything else about that? Oh, I did want to talk about, like, significant others' houses and, like, that. Because that's, like, such a big, like, oh, leave the door open?
Yeah.
Only parents, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. Personally, I have not been allowed to bring anybody upstairs. Like, we are only allowed in, like, one room of the house. Like, I can't bring them in the basement, even though it has, like, a, it's weird. It has, like, a little baby camera there, too. But I can't do that. And we can't go... like anywhere upstairs, like it's really just like this one room that like you can see through the kitchen, so like they can like see us all the times, which I think is a little creepy. I think it'd be fine if we went like in more than one room, but you know, I think personally I would probably kind of let my kid like go anywhere, but just like if they're in the room, like door open, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing.
I think if I
and they would have to clean the house. I'm not doing that.
Nice. I think if I know the person and like I have good opinions with them, then I'll be like, and, like, you know.
And I'd have to be home.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the beginning. If it's mm-hmm. open more than, like, 5 months, and like, okay.
Then I don't care. Yeah, I feel like for me it's, like, similar, like, where it's, like, if I feel very comfortable with the person and whatever, then it's, like, okay, like, come over and, like, you know, not my house is your house, but, you know, like okay, like, just, like, you know, hang out.
Be respectful.
And, yeah, yeah, exactly. But if it's, like, someone coming over for, like, first time or, like, something like that,
you I don't know. Stay in that one room where I can always see you.
Yeah, like, or, like, not, like, I'm not gonna, like, see you, but, like, you know, I could be there any second, so don't. I don't know. It's hard to say because, like, we're that age, obviously, so we know, like, we trust ourselves to do the right thing, but I don't know what my kids are going to be like. I think, you know, I'll need to see what my kid is like, and I'll talk to them. I'm not going to be like, we need to have a talk about birds and bees or whatever, but I will,
there's
you
a
know.
Way to approach it. If you approach it correctly, then you're good.
Yeah.
How you do it, though, depends on who your kid is.
So. Yeah, exactly. It's, but I think...
Can't help you with that.
Yeah. But I am okay with, like, I think teens are like, if you don't let them come to, like, your house, they're gonna go somewhere else, and it's gonna be dangerous.
Worse.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they might just go, like, go to, like, a weird parking lot or something, so just, like, let them hang out at your house. I'm not saying, like, to do whatever.
I know.
I'm just saying, like, just, I think, give them, it's like Regina George. We always talk about this. Regina George's mom saying, if you're gonna drink honey, I'd rather you do it in the house. Exactly.
Kira, that is such a good transition into our next topic.
Woo, what's the next topic, Julia?
Cursing.
What? Okay. Anyway.
Oh my god, I thought that was gonna be smoother. I thought it was gonna like play off. It did not.
It was funny.
Thank you.
I don't curse. Period. I don't curse at home.
I curse like a sailor wherever I am. So like
you have very two different opinions here. This is very good.
I think my parents and I, we kinda have this like weird relationship where like if I curse in front of them sometimes it's okay, but then other times it's like, don't do that. But it's like there's like no rhyme or reason to it. So like I think it's I don't know, I think with my kids, like once you reach like 16, 17, I'll kind of be like, all right, like you're old enough to make your own decisions, go ahead. But like I'm also not going to tell you to like not curse. I feel like if you start cursing like when you're younger, I'm gonna be like, okay, that's like kind of like weird.
I feel like my parents would like Mom, if you're listening to this, like, I don't know, Ty. I think my parents, like, wouldn't care if I cursed at home, but I just, like, I've just trained myself so hard not to, that, like, it would just feel weird. I even feel weird, like, quoting something that curses. Like if I'm, like, saying a quote from a movie and, like, I'm like, ooh, I got a little bit uncomfortable doing that. I'm a little bit better recently. but I think my kids, like, I don't, as long as, if they're not cursing at me or they're not using it in a disrespectful way, like, if they're just like, oh, heck, you know, but I'm not going to do it because we're at a nice PG podcast. Like, yeah, you know, so if they just like say that and they don't, like, it's not directed at someone and they're not overly cursing, you know, whatever, then I don't care. But yeah, as long as they're like, you know, 14, 15, because I don't need a little 9-year-old running around dropping F-bombs and everything.
Yeah, that's not the best experience.
Not the best experience.
Yeah, okay, so next up, we have a really fun one. Tattoos and piercing.
Ooh! Well, I'm not gonna pierce my baby's ears.
I was gonna say, I feel like that's creepy.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't think it's... If you want to do that, like, I think it's fine, but I don't want to...
The worst part about that is that when your kid grows up, they're the one... They're, like, that's, like, something that they love to brag about. Like, I remember one of the first times I was getting my ears pierced, I was so excited. I was like, oh, my gosh, guys, I'm getting my ears pierced. And then my friends were like, I literally did that when I was 2 years old. It's going to be fine. And I'm like, you don't even remember that. Like, how do you even know?
Bruh.
But I feel like that's, like, low-key part of their personality.
I'm going to start driving. We're going to start heading toward our dinner place because we're... Is this our last one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, like, I don't know. I feel like don't pierce your kid's ears when you're a baby because, like, you also, like, don't know if they're going to want pierced ears or not. Yeah. I know a bunch of people who still don't have them pierced, like, whatever. So, like, you know, I feel like if you keep your kid's ears not pierced until they want them pierced, that's my opinion on ears being pierced.
Yeah, I got my ears pierced when I was in kindergarten, but then I started doing competitive gymnastics, and so I, like, just never had them in, and they closed up. And then I got them pierced again in fifth grade, and I've had them since. I just got my second piercing.
I found out from Kira's mom that she got her second piercing. She didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Her mother sent me a picture and goes, did you see Kira's ears? And I was like, what?
Anyway. But, a big thing that I always think of is, like, if you give your kids rules to break, then they're gonna want to break them.
Yeah.
So, like, not trying to, like, make my mom seem like a bad mom, but she's kind of always been the person where she's like, if you want to get a piercing or a tattoo, like, talk about it and, like, we'll see. Like, she's like, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, as long as I'm not, like, you know, going and doing that on my own, she'll, like, she's like, you know, we're gonna get it safely and whatever. Mm-hmm. I only have my first and second, like, you know, my ears pierced, whatever. I'm just not big on that, whatever. But it's a dead end. I don't know. I'm trying. It's okay. We're gonna keep driving.
It's cool. We're great.
Right? I should go right?
I'm
gonna go left. No, I know it's a dead end, but okay. Anyway. so I think if my kid expresses interest in getting piercings other than just, like, you know, the basic ear thing, whatever, if they're like, oh, I want a nose ring, whatever, I'll talk to them about it. I'm gonna be like, they're
for nose rings, you know what I would do, actually?
What?
I would buy some of, like, the fake ones first that you can get online.
Oh, so they can try it.
And they can, like, figure out, like, which piercing they want and, like, if they actually like it, how, like...
Yeah.
Cause
that's,
I feel
like, smart.
Yeah, because I feel like, sometimes you can, like, figure it out with, like, Snapchat, like, filters and stuff like that, but I feel like you just, like, you need to know what it feels like.
But I feel like, also, from personal experience, if I say to my mom, like, oh, I want to get a nose ring, I don't, and if she says, like, absolutely not, like, no, like, I'm not letting you do that, then I'm gonna be, why?
More.
I'm like, why not?
Oh, that too.
But then, no, exactly, like, I'm gonna be like, oh, well, I want it, you know?
Mm-hmm. But then, if she says, like, oh,
that didn't muffle the audio too much, it phone fell.
It fell on my leg.
Like, but then if she says, like, oh, yeah, like, sure, like, what kind, then I'm gonna actually start thinking about it and, mm-hmm, like, decide if I actually want it. So, that's kind of my mindset. Same with tattoos. My mom is, like, fine with me getting a tattoo, like, at some point. But
I feel like
as long as it's, like, a meaningful, like, it,
I was,
like,
gonna,
like,
say,
a good tattoo.
Like, if you want a tattoo, that's great. I would spend, like, a little bit thinking about it and just making sure that that's the design you want, because, like, it is most likely forever, because I know people who've gotten them removed and it was really painful. So,
yeah.
Like,
I think it's also more, like, when you're 18, you can get it without your parents, but, like, if my kid gets a tattoo at 18, like, I say no, then, like, I'm angry.
They better listen to me.
Yeah. So, like, I think for me, I feel like when they're 18, that's what I want to say, because I feel like that's when they're most mature enough to, like, to know that they want it for the rest of their life.
I feel like with me, that would definitely be it. The only exception I would make for them being younger is if it's, like, a date or, like, something to remember.
Yeah, it's, like, very important.
Yeah, to, like, make a memory to somebody. Yeah. I don't know exactly.
But I think I would want it to be somewhere, like, easily hideable? That's not a word. Like, somewhere
not visible.
Yeah, somewhere where you can hide it, because, like, even if it's something meaningful, you know, it can kind of come off wrong if you're trying to, like, you know, get a job or something, like,
yeah,
if you're that young. And so that's just my mindset with that. I don't know,
Also, though, you gotta be careful and watch your kids, because I know so many people who have, like, stick and pokes from, like, kids bought off, like, Amazon or, like...
See, that's what I mean. If you give your kids rules to break, they're gonna want to break them. So, mm-hmm. I'm not saying don't give your kids rules, because you need rules and boundaries and all that, but...
I know, because I tried to buy a kit, so, like...
You tried to buy stick and pokes?
Yeah. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, don't get stick and pokes, because you're gonna get an infection and mm-hmm. die.
That's why I didn't.
If anyone listening to this has a stick and poke and survived, like, send us your story. there's a car parked, like, right where I'm trying to see, like, if cars are coming, and it's
right, infection. Just loop around.
Okay, well, wait a second, let's see if I can do it. This is, like, the hardest turn in all of town, and I'm trying to, like, mm-hmm. now do an outro, like, no. Anyway, okay, I'll turn right. Anyway, well, those are our rules as parents, so let us know yours, send, DM them to us, or email them to us. Where can they do that, Julia?
That is such a good question, Kira. You know, they can do that through our social medias. Our Instagram and TikTok is at acoam.podcast, and our Twitter is at acoam_podcast. You can follow us there to hear about our awesome episodes we have planned, or to DM us about your kids' rules and what you think stick and pokes are.
And what you think stick and pokes are. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm having a lot of trouble making this left right now, and I hate it so much. Don't let your kids drive, ever. Just kidding. But anyway, we'll see you next week on a coming-of-age movie. Woo. Julia, can you end this recording?
I'd love to, Kira.
Thank you.